Third Eye Meditation Podcast. We're welcoming our wisdom people on this as well. So if you don't have the Wisdom app by now, we encourage you to please go ahead and download it. It's a great place for podcasters, or if you just want to listen to some good podcasts, that's where you want to go. It's Wisdom. Find it on the Apple Store or your Google Play Store. We are recording today. Today is May 26th. It's a Friday. We're coming up on the holiday weekend, and we're kind of in a little crunch. Hannah is with me. Hannah just got off from work, and I am about to go into work. So in between the two, we're kind of just getting this here show out there so you have a little bit of content from us. So hopefully everybody's doing really well, and Hannah and I are going to talk to you a little bit about positive thinking, and we're going to throw in a little bit of meditation techniques to help improve that positive thinking. And what's great, and I don't mean to do this to her because I love Hannah very much, but she just came in before the show and did a little bit of revelation for it to me, and I hate to make her do it on the show, but Hannah, why don't you go over a little something, because this could all blend and mesh.
Okay, thanks.
Sure thing.
So, to say it short, I've had this friend who, you know, she was my best friend. Me and her considered each other, you know, our twin flames. And, you know, it was a friend that I, you know, could tell anything to. She could tell anything to. I got her out of bad times. She was there for me during some really hard times, you know. And I just seen her for the first time in, you know, probably a little over a year. And when I tell you, I sat across from a stranger at my own kitchen table. When she left, I immediately shook because I just felt so awkward. I was awkward the entire time. I felt uncomfortable. I just like didn't know who she was anymore. And, you know, basically kind of to like tie this in with today's podcast is that, you know, the revelation for me is that, you know, trusting my gut and just knowing that, you know, I've grown as a person. And, you know, she, you know, to me, yes, she's, you know, she's grown, everyone changes, but, that twin flameness, if you could say, is, you know, no longer there for me. So positive thinking, you know, for that is, you know, I know in my heart that, you know, it's not me who is, you know, causing this, you know, awkwardness or anything like that. It's just, you know, I've grown into a person, and the way I want to live my life, that foundation is, you know, set in stone. But as far as hers is not. So there's that, that situation, you know.
Yeah. And I don't mean to throw you on the spot, but you have a great way of connecting with our listeners all the time. And I really think this is something that's actually common, because like I explained to you, it's happened to me as well in the past. I've had very, very close friends that just you guide apart. But you're talking about a gut feeling that you had, and that gut feeling is extremely important to you.
Listen to,
and you gotta listen to it. And that's, you know, it's you, it's you telling you something.
Yeah.
We've spoken about this. We could definitely tie it into this podcast, but it is something that we've spoken about before when we come to our intuitions, our gut feelings, and just trusting those emotions and trusting that, because it is a part of us. And if we don't listen to it, that usually creates, you know, a negative environment. So
negative thoughts.
And negative thoughts.
You know. I came down here and I was like, sob right immediately. Like, I was like, I just need to tell you something. Like, I needed to get it off my chest. Like, I didn't feel positive thoughts. Like, I just felt negative. Like, I was shaking. I felt anxious. I felt awkward and just very, very uncomfortable. And it was so upsetting because, you know, it was somebody that I was just like unbelievably close to. Like, when you say twin flame, you think you're for life. But, you know, now thinking about it more, you know, just bringing a positive into my, like, you know, my brain is that, you know, I've had a friend, she's my best friend, my godmother to my son, since I was 4. Me and her will go years sometimes without seeing each other. We'll go months without talking to each other. We only live maybe 45 minutes away from each other, But anytime we see each other or talk, it's like we pick up nothing's wrong. I never, ever have gotten that awkward feeling with her. So, you know, a positive outlook that I've like, I'm kind of digging into my brain right now as we're doing this podcast is like, I need to trust my gut when it comes to, you know, this friend that, you know, I thought she was my twin flame, but, you know, she's only been in my life for maybe 5 years versus, you know, my lifelong, she's like a sister to me, you know, that's in my gut feeling like that's the girl I need, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're always going to have friends.
Come and go.
There's open doors, you know, it's a revolving door. Life imitates death at times.
Yeah.
This, you look at it as a death of a friendship. But people move on from even from the regular life and we go into the spiritual life. She's moving on. You're moving on. Mm-hmm. And that's the way to look at it. And like I told you, worst case scenario, you always have me.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah,
great.
You'll be stuck with me at least. So, but it's just, like I say, it's something that I enjoy. Something that you and I can share. We were... Over the last week and all, we were getting a little bit closer. We're sharing stories and like locker room talk and everything else. And I'm sharing that with you. And for those of you that don't know, people on Wisdom or anybody else that tunes in onto our podcast, Hannah's a stepdaughter. And I never looked at her or her sisters as stepdaughters. And I'm in no way, shape, or form able to raise kids. So I prefer them being friends. And that's what they've become to me. And that's, and I, sometimes it's true. You look at people as friends because friendships are supposed to last much longer.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be much closer. And sometimes when that ends, it does. It's hard. It's kick.
Like a stab.
Yeah, man, it is. And I do. I get that. I get that for you. But that's why I consider myself always a friend to you because
I just, best friends.
It's a close, yeah. It's
did we just become best friends?
Yup. So we are though. I like it because it's a stronger bond that way.
Yeah.
You something when you start relating yourself as family, sometimes there's a lot of things you close off and you mm-hmm. don't want to talk about. When I felt comfortable enough to tell you some of those stories, I knew we were gonna be best friends for life from
for
there.
Life.
For life. So that's the way it is. But positive thinking and the reason for the podcast, like I've been, I'm always trying to teach myself, or at least learn new techniques of mm-hmm. meditating for myself. The one that I always want to practice, I'm back in the season where I can actually do it, but again, it involves clear skies, perfect weather, and the whole nine. But I'm trying something new. And I'm going to tie this all in with the positive thinking and the way you should be living. I'm walking around in a constant meditative state whenever I'm in any situation where I might feel uncomfortable or if I just want to feel more myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it seclusion or anything because you're actually immersed in social activities, mostly social activities. But no matter where you are, you can meditate.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken about this on past podcasts, but I'm learning now where you're creating a very positive environment all inside of your mind. It's inside of your head. You start thinking only the positive thoughts and you're giving off those good vibrations. And no matter what situation you're in and no matter whom you're around, I kind of isolate myself inside of my own energies.
We just did that. Me and you both.
Yeah.
We had a fire. I think it was like 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we both just sat, silence, isolate our own selves into our own little meditative states. Sometimes we'd be like, hey, yeah, so-and-so, blah, 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 whatever. But other times we were just completely in our own elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at the end of it, I was like, you know what? Like, I just want to say that, like, I was so into the fire and into my mind that I was clearing my mind. Like, that's why I really wasn't saying much. And, you know, I was just meditating really hardcore. And he was like, I was doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the same page.
Yeah.
We were isolating ourselves, but still in like a social environment around the fire together.
Right. And most people, I know there are people that they love their time alone. They are more secluded. They're introverts and they don't really like to socialize too much. But you got to kind of respect that. Because people that are very introverted and they are out and they are panicking in some social situations, They're developing their own little world, mm-hmm. and that's why they're not talking as much and all, and they're feeling comfortable with where they're at within themselves. They're just not comfortable with the environment. Now, I could be both. I could be comfortable with the environment that I'm in, but I also want to be comfortable within my own mind. I want to keep positive thoughts going. This prevents from being mad, upset, or getting upset easily, and things like that. So no matter what goes on in that current environment, mm-hmm. you're able to maintain a very level attitude. And just like us, yeah, alongside the fire, and because we are connected anyway, and we do this whole podcast, I understood where you were, you understood where I were,
yeah.
and we were enjoying it,
yeah.
and let you enjoy your, you know, moment, let me enjoy my moment, and it was great. It really is fantastic to do things like that. This is something everybody can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of training yourself, training yeah. your mind. You want to get the proper thoughts in there. You want to work on thinking about your attitude, your presence, your energies, and you want to elevate all of them. This way, when you're out and about and you're amongst people, like we explained before, energies that, you know, we can radiate these energies and we radiate them out to the people that are around us. So we create that environment with those that are with us. So like I was feeling Hannah and I knew what she was going through with her little meditative state. You could do that with whomever you're around. People might not understand it, but if you're putting off a very good positive energy, a good mm-hmm. positive vibration, people are going to be a little bit more drawn to you that way. So that's why you got to create these environments. But again, you just want to make sure you practice and you get the right frame of mind, the right thoughts going, and just keep thinking. You sometimes get a little blur in your vision, basically, mm-hmm. because you are so focused on what it is you're meditating on. But bring it out. Bring it out into your everyday world. Start understanding that meditation does not have to be just sitting in a room or sitting in silence or sitting alone by yourself. It can be done anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to add anything? That's why.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I was just going to bring up too, like it was like maybe a couple of weeks ago, you know, back to just me and Gary, we just have a strong connection. Like Gary gets in like, you know, his own element and, you know, I was in action mode. I was not in calm, any sort of mode. I was outside on the deck, you know, playing with my son. He's running around like crazy. And I see Gary, you know, down there near the garage on his little fold chair. And I didn't say anything, you know, I gave him a little quick wave, but I like, you know, I felt his vibrations from afar and was like, okay, I know he's in his element. I know he's doing his thing. I'm not going to go down and bother him. I'm not going to let, you know, my son go down and bother him. You know, I'm not going to let the dog out right now. I'm just going to, you know, let him be in his element. Cause you know, when you feel those vibrations from someone, you don't want to mess with someone's vibrations. And so it's just like kind of like a respect thing too. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to, you know, interrupt. Because mm-hmm. I don't know what deep thought you could have been in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You could have been turning a negative thought to a positive thought. So I was like, let me just do his thing, you know? Like, he's going to do his thing. And then I told him mm-hmm. later on, I was like, hey, I just didn't bother you later. Like, I felt like you were in here. I felt the vibe, you know? And mm-hmm. he's like, thank you, because I really was. Like, and he was like, I really appreciate it, because I was, like, in my zone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I was in full mom zone, so.
Yeah, and it's easy when you do have a connection with somebody, so somebody else knows you and they know what you're going through mm-hmm. or know what you are up to. But it gets a little bit difficult when you are out in public.
Yes.
Because not everybody knows what's going on. People yeah. don't look at you like you're the freak because you're just, like I say, it's kind of like a blur that you're in.
Yeah.
You're walking around in, on your own cloud. But that's on your terms, though. You're walking around with your thoughts, your positive energies, and people just doesn't, you know, don't really seem to understand
yeah.
that. But you're approachable because, again, the vibrations that you're putting out there are positive mm-hmm. and welcoming. This way, people can approach you and you're already setting the tone as far as the conversations or, you know, the mood, the element mm-hmm. and everything. You're setting that tone.
Yeah.
So you want to kind of remain leveling that.
Yeah, because I think the more people practice on this technique, the more that you can kind of have like that understanding with, you know, just about anyone. Like, okay, I can feel their vibe. I can feel, you know, I was talking to Gary before this, like I'm feeling auras and stuff like that. Like, the more you practice with this technique, the more that you'll be able to kind of have that natural sense of what type of space someone's in.
Yeah, definitely. And those that meditate a lot too, you're right. You do get these here intuitions with people. You get better understanding of other people, and you can start seeing or at least feeling auras. It's different for every single person out there, but yeah, you can definitely start feeling and understanding people that way. And then people that you are close to, it's going to be a lot easier to feel them. But then you know you mastered it when you're out there in total strangers, you're starting to get that actual feeling of auras and stuff like that. So that's part of the positive thinking, because all of this involves that positive thought, that positive mindset. But outside of the meditation technique that we just talked about, how do we get that positive mindset? Especially for people that tend to be extremely negative all the time, or you got that dark cloud over you always. You need that positive reinforcement. You need to wake up every day with something positive, and that's what we wanted to talk about.
So with me, I'm just going to start off here. With me, I will fully admit, meet me a couple years ago when I've had a lot of dark spots in my life, but meet me a couple years ago, I'd wake up and just be like, oh, it's a horrible day. Like, I didn't even give myself a chance, and I slowly realized this is not okay for me to do this. This is why things aren't working out for me, because I'm not trusting, for me, I'm not trusting in God. I'm not trusting in, my environment. I'm not trusting in anything. I'm just giving off this negative energy. So that's what's going to be returned to me. So slowly I started to learn this. So I'd wake up and I'd say, you know what, today's going to be a good day. And I would make myself realistic tasks to do to make myself feel more positive. So I started with, you know what, every morning I'm going to wake up, I'm going to get in the mirror, I'm going to tell myself it's going to be a good day. See, I'm inserting that positive thinking into myself instead of having those negative thoughts right away. Then I added, okay, you're going to make your bed every morning because it's going to make you feel accomplished, and that's a positive thought for yourself. Then I would add in, you know what, I'm going to do a hair treatment or something like that to make myself feel good. That's a positive thing for me, and slowly and slowly every day I would just start adding more and more things, on my plate. But I had a respect for myself that I knew my limitations, so I didn't get overwhelmed, and then allowing those negative, feelings and thoughts to come back in. And after that, it just became routine for me to do that. And I'd wake up more positive. I would honestly, it started helping me physically, because I'd be exhausted on those days where I would just wake up and be like, oh, it's a horrible day. But I woke up, I started realizing I would wake up and I would be more refreshed. I'd be able to get out of bed in 5 minutes versus 15 minutes, And it's just it's something so simple as far as just make yourself I used to get an Expo dry erase marker and say, make myself notes on my mirror. You're going to have a good day. I'd write, you're going to have a good day on the mirror. You're beautiful. Smile today. Make someone smile today. And I just introduced these positive thinking and positive techniques into my life and my everyday, tasks. And slowly but surely, all of these negative thoughts or, just negative feelings that I had, they would just, my favorite thing to say is in one ear, out the other. And it's just if you're determined to do it, you can do it.
Yeah, and this is all good points that you're bringing up, because you touched on something else where, when it comes to your meditation, your positive thinking, aside from the mental aspect, it's the physical aspect too. That changes as well. Yeah. You start to feel positive, not just think positive, you feel positive. It's incredible how the mind works and how the mind is truly in control of the body.
Yeah.
And in control of your health. If you think sick, you're going to be sick. If you're thinking positive and you're thinking well, you're going to be well. So yeah, it all ties in, and it does help you become a higher self just by doing simple little things. Leaving notes for yourself, just making positive affirmations. If you wake up in the morning and it's a miserable day because it's raining, but instead of waking up, looking out the window and say, oh, it's a miserable day, it's raining, say something like, I'm glad it's raining because now the plants are getting water.
The earth is going to grow. Like, the earth needed this. Like, I am a really big firm believer, you know, like Mother Nature. So I've always told people, like, oh, it's raining. I'm like, okay, well, Mother Nature needed to release her negative energy, and that's why it's raining.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There's always a positive aspect to everything, as long as we are able to focus, concentrate, and look for those positive attributes to anything, you will find them, and you will start feeling better, and that's how you go through life. And first thing in the morning, it's not just, you know, many of us, also we have spouses, partners, or anything else. It's good when you wake up to go to your spouse and say something positive to them as well. That's something I make it a point to do to my wife in the morning. I always tell her, make sure you have a great day. I'm setting that tone right off the bat. This way, she doesn't even have to think about it. She's being told to have a great day. Yeah. So now she's going to pick up on that, and she's going to start thinking, I'm going to have a great day. And the same thing goes in return. When she tells me to have a good day, I know I'm going to have a good day.
Yeah.
So it's important that we lift people up first, especially first thing in the morning. You never want to walk out of the house. It's just like you don't want to go to bed after having an argument. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, make up or something, but you don't want to be that cruel one first thing in the morning, being argumentative, being negative or anything. Yeah. That's going to set the tone not only for you for the rest of the day, it's going to set the tone for the people that you love, and they're going to have a miserable day on top of that. So we need to be mindful of this, and we need to be mindful of this every day, whether it be to our loved ones or even strangers. We don't know people. We don't know what kind of struggles people go through. So we can't always be negative, because it's going to project to other people. Other people are going to pick up on that. Mm-hmm. No sense ruining everybody's lives. Be positive. That's all it needs to be. And you'll feel better. And like Hannah said, you'll also feel physically better too as well.
And to add to that, you know, before I lose my train of thought, you know, and it's like one of those things where it's like, you're allowed to have bad days. We're not sitting here, you know, going on this spiel saying like, no, be positive all the time. Cause it's easier said than done, of course, but it, you have to allow yourself to, of course, have those bad days. And, but a key reminder for yourself when you do have those bad days is right before you go to sleep, you're like, oh, today was rough. Today was a bad day. Remind yourself that you survived that day. And there's that positive, you know, outcome of that negative, you know, bad day that you had. I survived it. I'm going to get through it. Excuse me. I'm going to come up with a game plan tomorrow for, sorry.
You're getting worse than me. The show.
I know, you know, how to make, you know, these events or this situation better for myself. You just can't dwell on the bad day is what I'm saying. The, you know, there's always a possible way to take a negative outcome or a negative or a bad day and turn it into a positive.
Right. Do yourself that favor of being positive. Look, even if you're having nightmares at night, nightmares are normally negative. However, if you focus and write everything down when you have, even the nightmares, write every detail down. When you start analyzing these nightmares, a lot of the symbolicism is actually positive. It, not a lot of it has to do with negativity. It's just the way your mind is interpreting everything. But once you actually start doing interpretations on your own and what the symbolicism means, there's a lot of positive outlook even within nightmares. So keep that outlook too. Everything has a bright side.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Hannah did mention, yeah, you're going to have bad days. That's a given. Are you going to be a bad person? There's days you're going to be bad. Absolutely. We, even as spiritual people, you can't go around telling everybody you're always going to be on that higher plane. It's very, very difficult. You're going to have those off days. You're not going to be the nicest person in the world. But be approachable. Put aside that nastiness, if I can say, when somebody approaches you, all right? Let them give off their vibrations, and this way you can match vibrations with them. Don't just come into it hard. Don't always be hardcore. If you have to defend yourself because somebody else is attacking you, then it's different. But you don't want to walk around with that constant negative vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of Billy Badasses out there, you know, and all good and well if that's how you want to live your life. But again, be approachable.
Yeah.
Don't be miserable. That's the whole thing. I know of people that went their entire lives and still continuing to go their life, their direction, along that miserable path. And misery loves company, mm-hmm. and you're just going to suck people right into that with you. And it's not fair to yourself. It's not fair to other people. Start sucking in the positive energy from other people and change your whole outlook. Change that perspective for yourself.
You know, for me, I've been around people who, you know, are just miserable. They become irate so fast. And, you know, it was just something that, like, I would just deal with. But now it's like, as I've grown just so many over the years, it's like, I understand, like, I just stop them in their tracks. Cause I'm like, you know what? I understand that you have feelings and your feelings are valid, but what you're going to, like, what you're not going to do is be disrespectful towards me and disrespectful towards my vibe that I'm giving out. You know, I'm feeling positive. You're trying to break in and with your negative, and that's just, you know, not how it's going to go for me, respectfully. You know, I have always been that person where, you know, Gary was like a Billy Badass. Well, I wouldn't consider myself like a Billy Badass. I would just consider myself a person that is just very direct with people, who I'm going to stand up to protect my positive feelings versus others' negative feelings that are and tried to like intrude into my aura. You know, it is definitely easier said than done. It does take practice. Cause like I said, I just used to be that person that would just, you know, just bag on people's negative energies. But I feel like, I've grown like a sunflower. Like I always go to the light. And that's just how I want to continue to live my life. And it took me a very long time. It took me a lot of practice. It took me a lot of, you know, self love and positive thinking techniques. And it doesn't happen overnight, but, you know, over the time, you know, for example, my husband, I'll call his ass out right now. Like, he has gotten so much better than where he was, as far as, he takes a step back now and he's like, oh, wait, I said that. And he will. He'll still run his mouth. He'll be nasty. But then he'll take a step back and be like, I am truly sorry. Like, I was just in the moment, but that was not okay. And even though I'm apologizing, it doesn't mean I'm like, you know, I can't take it back. But just so you know, like, I didn't mean it. Like, I was just in this moment. But this is how I'm just truly feeling. I'm just overwhelmed with this. I'm stressed out with this. And, you know, that's on growth. And it takes time and it takes practice, but slowly and surely you can get there. You just have to be dedicated to this positive outlook that you want to live in your life. And together we can make a difference. You know, you can inspire somebody like me with my husband. I inspire him to just live better and positive thinking. Stop waking up and saying, oh, it's going to be like, you know, another day. You know, now he's like, you know what? I actually had a good day at work today. I have never heard that out of my husband's mouth in the past 9 years I've been with him, you know? So it takes time, but you can do it if you're dedicated.
You can, and you need to just learn to build yourself. And building yourself, it's layers, you know? You got to really sit and reflect on your own self, understand who you are, do your shadow work, get in touch with your own demons, and just start building those layers.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself into that right mindset and start understanding that it's not just you in this world. And then build around yourself, though. Even though you are not the only person, you still have to build yourself up as if you are the only person. This way you know who you are and put in all those positive qualities into you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could take them out into the world, and then you could start applying them and start being better. And it's a long, dedicated process. We never stop learning that.
Mm-hmm.
We always learn how to be better with each and every day. That's where the learning, and that's where the meditation, and that's where the practice all comes into effect. It's not easy. It's not an easy road. It's not easy for somebody who's always miserable to turn around and all of a sudden say, hey, I'm going to be a better person and I'm going to stop being miserable. That takes time. It takes a lot of time for them. Give them the encouragement. Give them the time that they need, because, yeah, in the end, they're going to become better. It's just going to take some time. That's it.
Yeah. And, you know, from just like personal experience, like I was saying, like I was just one of those people all the time. And then, you know, as when I started practicing this and I started, you know, seeing positive outcomes in my life from being positive and sharing positivity, I slowly started to see, you know, the exception from, you know, whether it be, you know, my surroundings or, you know, if you believe in God, from God and things like that. And I think the most important thing for me was, like, I always just wanted to make sure, like, I was thankful, you know? And so I would thank God, like, and I would thank the world, like, you know, I would thank the earth. Like, I'm like, thank you for this beautiful day. You know, I prayed for this beautiful day. And it's crazy to me that, like, I was just in such a horrible spot. Like, I radiated negative energy. You know, no one wanted to talk to me. Or if they did talk to me, it was, like, quick and short because I was just miserable. I would cry. I would be mean and hasty. And it wasn't that I hated everyone. I just, like, I hated my life. But I didn't want to hate myself or hate my life anymore. And I didn't want my, you know, my depression and anxiety and my demons to consume me. So I kicked their asses out and I did the work, and I still am doing the work. And I just, I do my best every day to just vibrate my light to others and just always be grateful when the outcome comes your way, is basically what I'm trying to say here. You know, be thankful. You know, I've been, ask Garrett, I've been practicing earthing with my son now, just to be thankful for the, like, you know, the earth, my environment, just like, thank you for this beautiful day. Like, thank you for, you know, this grass that we have to mow every other frickin' day. And just be, you know, just be grateful for the positive outcomes, because you will see them. It'll be slight, subtle things, you know. You're like, oh, it's supposed to be cloudy, but you're just pushing out that positive. Next day, the skies are clear. Like, that's just like small, subtle things, rewards, like, you, if you would want to say, that will come your way once you start really religiously practicing this positive outcome, like, positive activity in life.
Mm-hmm. It's a technique of meditation that will take time. You can meditate quietly all you like, but take it to another level. Understand that meditation can bring you to other places. By adding this positive thinking and walking around in any environment with it, that's building up. That's going to those next levels, mm-hmm. when you can be in that meditative state the whole time. Then do things to change your own life. I always have a problem going into work, because here's the thing. The other day, I went into work and I said, wow, it's been 8 years walking into the same scenery all the time, every day. What did I do? I went on this insane cleanup and moved furniture around the office that I work in. I completely rearranged everything. Now, for another episode, maybe, I believe in alchemy, and as an alchemist, I transmute. I can change things at will. Changing my environment changed my entire outlook for, yes, coming into work. It's almost like working in a new place, mm-hmm. now. You know, and I was like, well, after 8 years, this office is mine. Yeah. I live here, you know, for the 8 hours.
This is my bitch.
Yeah, it's all mine. So why not change it? Why, yeah, not give myself something different? And it, believe me, it helped. I was like, wow, now when I come into work and I open up that door and I go inside, it's new to me now, just because I'm not used to it. My surroundings change. My environment changed. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I could deal with this.
It's so simple
now.
Sometimes.
It is. It's amazing. These little tiny things that you can do will change everything about your life, your attitude, and your positivity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with me, it's like I do the same. Like, I'll be like, I'm going to get a new scent candle, and it's going to change my whole aura around my energy while I'm working. And it does. It's so small. I'm going to get the stupid little decoration because I want this stupid little decoration. And it's going to make me feel good because I'm going to stare at it all day while I'm working. You know, it's just literally small things, like you said, just to change your environment. And it changes your positive, like, outlook on your day. Because it is. It's, like, so hard. You know, you get up, you do the same thing every day. And you're just, like, you almost get, like, a burnt out feeling. But you're just trying to remain strong. But just doing a slight tweak, you know. If you have, like, a normal pair of shoes that you wear every day to work, change those shoes. Change your hair. Me, next month, I'm going to get my hair done. Because I'm, like, I need a, I'm kind of feeling weird about myself. I'm not feeling in it. And I'm, like, but I need to take the steps so I can remain positive. So right now I'm not at 100%, but I'm at like a 90%, but I'm going to change that back up to 100%. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to make a step-by-step plan, and then I'm going to go through with it, and then I can see the outcome. If you're dedicated enough to this exercise and this technique, you will be able to see from your current state into the future state that high feeling. I like to say it's like a high feeling that you're going to eventually experience once you follow your steps to your goal. It's like, it's crazy. And I don't know if it's just because I've been doing it for so long, but it's crazy to me. It's like, I can see the outcome. I can see how I'm going to feel. And it kind of gets me anxious, and it gets me in a good way though. And it gets me up and excited for the day. I'm like, you know what? I get this day done and I get this done. It's one day closer to me feeling, you know, better about my like physical appearance about myself. It's like, I'm going to feel like, I'm just so excited to feel this like physical high that it's going to make me feel. And just so basically what I'm trying to say is, once you do this for so long, you'll be able to see and kind of get like a, almost like a hint of a feeling of what, how positive you're going to feel once you follow your steps to your journey of, you know, happiness and positive like thinking and stuff.
And another piece of advice too, when it comes, I always use work as a thing.
Yeah.
How many of you get up every single day and you take the same route to work?
Yes. I love this
day. All right. I could very easily turn left instead of turning right and get on the highway. And then it's just all concrete and cars and a straight line. I don't do that. Outside of the highway, there's five other routes that I can take. And then I could combine them and turn down all the roads. And if I'm really feeling crazy, just make a turn.
Yeah.
Listen, Google Maps will always put you right back, you know? I get up early just for that purpose. I like to take my time because I have a routine, but I still, once I leave the house, I don't want everything to be too routine. I want to change things up. I'm going to work. I want a positive day. I don't want a negative day. So I take the routes that are most scenic, that take slightly longer, but I enjoy it. And especially this time of year now, the sun's up when I'm out, and I go through so many back roads where, you know, some farmland and all, and I take my time, and I'm always looking for wildlife, different clouds in the sky, I don't care what it is, and I'm going to stop.
UFOs,
especially UFOs, and I'm going to take my time, and you know what, if I see something that catches my eye, I'm going to stop the car, and I'm going to enjoy that moment.
Yes.
Because that's why I leave early. I give myself enough time that if I do decide to make that stop, I still have enough time to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this every single day. I'm always looking for something, and it changes every single day. And it's nice when you go through the seasons. Even if you take the same route every day, you got to notice that the scenery changes through each season and all. Take note of that. Don't just blindly drive just because you're programmed to drive in that one direction. Break out of that matrix. Start seeing things. Start taking in things. Breathe that environment. I usually don't put the air conditioner on in the morning. Or if I do, I still have the windows down in the car because I want to breathe that fresh air. I want to feel alive. I want to feel human. I don't want to feel like I'm constantly in a controlled environment. Life is a controlled environment, and we want to break out of that because life is a thing that brings us down because we're so caught up in the programming that is given to us. Break out of that. Do these things, small things. And you start realizing you're going to have a much better outlook, much better positive feeling towards yourself, towards others. Just don't be, you know, a victim of routine. You know, it does. It just brings you down because that's how you get tired of going to work. That's how you get tired of living sometimes because we're stuck in so many routines, and the routines that make us less energetic and less enthusiastic, we get stuck in that, and it keeps bringing us down more and more. So try these things.
Yeah. I do want to, like, you know, bring up, when it comes to negative thoughts, it's easier said than done than to get out of them, for sure. I've been there. I still sometimes, you know, go through that. You know, I suffer from depression, anxiety. I am on medication for that. But, you know, sometimes I just get those moments where it's like I just have this negative thought. I cannot get it out. But I have my positive thoughts peep in during those negative thoughts. And you know what my positive says? Yes, this was bad. And it definitely does suck. But look at it this way. It could have outcome, you know, the outcome of it could have come out way worse. Or, you know, this could have happened instead of that. And it almost kind of brings, you know, the positive overcomes of that negative feeling. You know, that negative thought, that negative feeling, that negative situation was still there. But the positive creeping in saying, you know what, yes, this did happen, but you're going to get through it. You're going to process it. This could have happened instead of that. You know, and it almost makes you feel like grateful for that negative thought, because it makes you appreciate your life, and it makes you appreciate, you know, I could feel worse about this, but I'm not, you know, I'm grateful for my, you know, self-sustainability to be able to get me out of that negative thought or negative situation right away. So just be mindful of that and be open-minded. Allow those negative thoughts, but always remember to keep that door open for the positive to come in to, you know, transpose those negative thoughts into, you know, a happy medium, you want to say.
Right. And this is going to be my final thought for the podcast, and then I'll open it up to Anna, and then we'll go about our merry ways. But before we go our merry ways, that's what a point I want to make. If you're just listening to this podcast just to listen to it, all good and well. We appreciate the listen. But if you aren't listening for the advice that we are giving, I want to bring up another point that's a very negative thing that people do in life. They'll listen to something like this, where somebody's giving them advice, and they're like, wow, this is really good. I'm going to do this.
But they don't practice what they're getting preached.
Absolutely. And this is
that was going to be my last point of the show.
Really? Well, we can talk about it together. this is why we see, and this is why Hannah and I were just so connected. This is why I had her become part of Third Eye Meditation Network and all, because it's so much better doing this show now, especially when you have somebody connected to you and understands where your thoughts are. But this is a very negative thing that people do. We sit and say, oh, wow, this was great. That was a great show. That was some great advice. I think it's really going to work for me. You turn off the podcast and you go about being yourself without trying anything. I'm not saying you have to. It's, you know, we're not saying our advice is
golden. We're not dictators.
We're not dictators. We're just podcasters. So take it, but I'm just saying, whether it be us or anybody else, I mean, this happens a lot. People go to church, and I remember I used to go to church before, you know, I broke away from the whole Catholic religion. And you walk outside of church and you become the exact same person you were before going in. After sermon upon sermon of things, you know, speaking about positivity and love and all, nobody heeds the advice. Nobody actually takes it. Nobody actually practices it. Mm-hmm. So if by chance what Hannah and I are discussing today seems to be something that interests you and you think might actually help you, why not go ahead and practice? I've been now for a year on the air talking about meditation, and I go to bed thinking, how many people are actually doing what I'm asking them to do?
Yes.
You know?
And it's just like one of those things where it's like, I hate to sound cold, but it's like back to what I first started with. Like, I've had these friends that would just come to me and cry for help, but not practice the preach that I was giving them. And I'm just like, you're crying. What is it? What's that saying? You're crying bad. What is it? Wolf.
You're crying wolf.
And you're not using the tools that are in the picnic basket that Goldilocks has. Like, use them. You know, if you're crying and crying and crying and people are being there for you, listen to what they're saying. Take the time and practice it. And I promise you, the stuff that's being preached to you will help. And maybe something that we said is not going to help you, but there's probably someone out there who they can preach something slightly different to you and it will help you. But just practice. You have to have the will. You have to have the motivation. Otherwise, you're just going to dwell. Mm-hmm. And you're going to dwell and dwell and dwell, and you're going to cry wolf. And like I said, I don't mean to sound harsh, but you can't keep crying wolf if you're not willing to open your eyes, then open your eye and, you know, practice and put in the work for yourself. It's not for anybody else. It's for you. You want to feel better, practice, and then feel better. It's not, I'm not going to say it's simple because it's not. It takes time, but have the willingness to do it.
Do it. And on that same note, if you do try it and say, you know, it's just not working for me, at least you tried to get to that point.
And that's a positive thing that you can tell yourself. Right. I tried.
You tried. And that's it. You're not going to know unless you try. Because you may try and say, wow, this really did help. I'm really glad I did this. Or I tried it. It really wasn't for me. Let me find something else to try that might help. That's it. Just have that type of motivation to actually want help. People love to cry to other people.
Cry wolf.
But they never want to turn around and help themselves. By taking the advice, you could go to 50 different people and there could be 50 different answers and you never tried one of them. So how are you going to know what actually helps you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't rely on everybody to help you through situations.
Rely on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Most every person that's contacted us in the past through Third Eye Meditation always had something to help. And I always said, and I always told them, I'm giving you the tools. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm doing. It's up to you
to pick up the hammer.
Pick it up. Use it. Actually try. Do something for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, reaching out is always the first step. And I've used this now. If you said, oh, what is the meaning of life? And I wrote it down and I gave you sacred scriptures and all. And you had every answer and I gave it all to you. And then you turn around and go ask somebody else what the meaning of life is. You're pretty much not listening.
Yeah.
You don't want the advice. People sometimes find the answers, but then they just, it's almost like a quest that ends and they want to pick up on it again.
Yeah.
Try a different quest.
Close the chapter.
Yeah. Move on. Try something else. I hope this helps.
Yeah. I got hype for this podcast. Like, this is just something that's, I'm really passionate about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm very passionate about having you on the show.
Yes.
Because of that. It really helps. It does. I think we're going to have some more like this. It's nice. Like, we've had guests in, and we're going to definitely have some more guests in future episodes. But when Hannah and I sit and talk, it's usually about the meditation stuff, and it's usually about the self-help and helping you reach your higher self. And again, you can either listen to just me, or you can listen to just Hannah, you can listen to both of us, or you can just listen to us, like, just to pass the time. It doesn't matter. We appreciate the listens. But if you are seeking out some advice, like I said, if this here sounds interesting, just try it. You got to help yourself with it. So on that note, we are going to have some more podcasts. I'm going to try and do some at least every week and a half, get in the studio, shoot out these podcasts. I know we have some guests that I want to try and get into the studio. And hopefully we have good sound issues. We don't want sound issues again. But if you haven't, those guys on Wisdom, if you're listening to us, we do appreciate it. We're going to have a show specifically on Wisdom, nowhere else. We're going to have that as soon as we could set that up between Hannah and I. And we're going to open up the platform to you guys too, so you can all, you know, talk to us on the air. We just shut that portion down while we're doing our podcast, because otherwise it's going to require more equipment and money, and I just don't have that to set everything up the way I want it. But we'll hold something specifically for Wisdom. Everybody else that's listening out there on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, you can download the Wisdom app. Just search Wisdom on Apple or Play Store or the Android, Google Play Stores, and download it if you want to hear some really good podcasts. And if you're a podcaster yourself, it's a great platform to have.
Yeah.
If you want to hear our podcast, there's a whole bunch of ways. Search Third Eye Meditation Podcast in any search engine. We show up. Find us on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Or you can go to thirdeyemeditation.onpodium.co. And believe it or not, you can also still go on thirdeyemeditation.net. And we have links no matter where you are to bring us to bring you to our podcast channel. Also, we're on Facebook. We're Third Eye Meditation Net. You can find us there. We do occasional live shows. We got to come up and see maybe another week. We'll do another Wednesday show or a Tuesday show, whatever works best for us. But we do hold live shows on Facebook too as well. So we have a presence out there. Look us up. I got to get to work.
Yep.
Hannah, I thank you for your openness, your honesty. I appreciate that a lot. You do.
Thank you.
Some great stuff. And thank you for doing a podcast. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes, thank you.
No matter where you are, what platform you're listening on, we really appreciate it. And we will be with you again soon.
See ya.